Chapter 10. Darkness was stealing over Redwall Abbey, and the lights of Great Hall shone through long stained-glass windows, laying columns of rainbow colours across the lawn. Buttressed and arched, the ancient building towered against a backdrop of mossflower woodlands. From bell tower to high roof ridge, it was the symbol of safety, comfort, and achievement to all the Redwallers who called it home. Sister Viola Bankvole had never adopted the simple habit worn by most abbey creatures. She favoured flounces and ruffles, supported by more petticoats than enough. She made her way out of the abbey's main door, holding up a lantern and tutting fussily as playful night breezes tug at her cloak and bonnet. Brazen and slow, Redwall's twin bells boomed out sonorously, calling every beast to table for the evening meal. Abbess Tansy and her party were at the north wall gable, completing an exhaustive inspection of the entire outer walls. Formal Diggum patted the stones fondly.
"Brr! Thank ye seasons and fates, there bain't nothing wrong with ye rest of our walls, ma'am.
By okey, there bain't."
Arvin held up his lantern, watching Abbess Tansy's face anxiously.
"He's right, Tansy. The east, north and west walls, including the gatehouse, stairs, ramparts and main gates, are all sound as the day they were built."
The abbess rubbed a paw across her tired eyes.
"So they are, but that's little comfort when the whole south wall could topple at a moment's notice."
Viola came bustling up, bonnet ribbons streaming out behind her.
"Mother Abbess, there's a full evening meal waiting inside that cannot start without your presence. My word, just look at yourself. Dusty paws, thorns and teasels sticking to your clothing. What a sight. Cracklin, I thought you were supposed to be helping with the Dibbin's bedtime. Goodness knows what time those babes will get to the dormitory tonight when they haven't even been fed yet. Oh, and another thing."
Arvin's voice cut strongly across the Bankvole's tirade.
"Enough. That will do, Sister Viola."
Tansy took advantage of Viola's huffy silence to say,
"Thank you, sister. We will be in to dine shortly. Meanwhile, would you be good enough to take my chair and order the meal to start in my absence? But do not send the Dibbins to bed. I have something to say for all Redwallers to hear."